Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Peter Meyer, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, also Warp Speed Growth, outstanding consultant to companies just like yours and mine, all sizes around the world, founder of and the principal of the Meyer Group. Meyer, MEYERGRP.com is the website. Peter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to make difficult decisions, especially growth decisions, how to make them more quickly. And one of the things you said that you talk about is where you start matters. Talk to us about that.
Yes. So take a look at this case of Jane and the two career choices. It's easy for us to start by listing everything on a piece of paper and doing what we've been talking about, the Ben Franklin process. But what really the key start is not the cities. The key start is Jane. By adding Jane to either city, you change dynamics. So the real thing to do is for Jane to turn to herself, and Steve helped her do this, Jane turned to herself and say, do I have the ability to handle Dallas and make it go? Do I have the ability to handle Cleveland and make it go? If I can do either one of those, then really they are the same choice.
Mm-hmm.
Although, and as you said, in December it might not feel that way.
Except for the Lake Effect Snow. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, except for Lake Effect Snow. They are really the same choice in terms of career. I just need to make that choice and then decide to make it work. And that is the key thing. The start is Jane. Jane's ability to make difficult things happen. And that's like all of us here who run.
But aren't there other factors? I mean, let's say that Jane said, okay, I don't care about the city. I can live anywhere. I can make a difference in both of these. Boss, where do you think I'm needed the most? Where am I, at some point in time, the decision has to be more granular than this, doesn't it?
Yes, and of course you spend at least a little bit of time looking at the granular parts and saying, okay, is there an obvious difference in where I'm needed,
right.
An obvious difference in compensation, an obvious difference in whether I like the people?
Well, there's a personality thing here. My personality is more to save things. Or my personality is more to take us over the finish line. Cleveland needs to be saved, and the Dallas needs to start new. You know, I mean, to me, there's personality involved too, right? I mean, that has to come into the decision making process.
You know, it's really
Are you saying everything's equal? All things are equal, and you use this process.
Things seem not equal, but impossible to decide when you're done. So it's really easy to overthink it and keep on going back and back and back over the details, looking for something to jump out at you. But if the first pass, things look really similar, it's hard to decide. Don't overthink it. Flip a coin and then drive it.
Mm-hmm. Are you right? Saying flip a coin and stick with the coin answer?
Sure. If it's heads, that's fine.
A lot of business people would have a hard time doing that. That would seem flippant. That would seem careless. That would seem cavalier. What do you think?
It certainly seems that way. And what we learn from physics is that when we change the equation, what we thought about the equation before is no longer correct. It seems flippant based on history. When you add a person, the equation changes, and it's no longer flippant. You're asking the person to make the difference. And isn't that what we do every day?
So you're saying it's different if I flip the coin and say heads, Jane goes to Cleveland, and heads, Jane goes to Dallas. But I bring Jane in and say, okay, Jane, you call it. Heads is Dallas.
Jane calls it.
Tails is
and Jane makes and
yeah.
Jane makes a decision that she's going to make things work. The decision she makes when you add Jane to Dallas or
Cleveland, do you know anybody who's done this? Do you know anybody who's actually flipped a coin and made a career decision like this?
Yes.
You do? How about that?
Sure. And it works. But it doesn't have to be a career. It can be location. Do I move my new facility to 3rd Street or 8th Street?
Right, right.
It could be what brand of tires do I carry in my tire store?
Mm-hmm.
The question is not whether Goodrich is better than Michelin. The question is, can I do a good job? Will I do a good job making Michelin the tire of choice?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
My choice to make it work. Will I do a great job on 3rd Street? Undoubtedly. If I can't make an easy decision with a coin in the air between 3rd Street and 8th Street, then it's my job to make the difference as a person. And that's where it works.
Peter Meyer,
people
matter. Meyer Group, MeyerGRP.com is the website. Hey, Peter, good job today. You always make us think. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Peter Meyer, folks. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.